But this seems to be closer. Okay, because of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the light shed from the Dead Sea Scrolls seems to indicate maybe this is, this interpretation make a bit of sense. Okay, this is the most popular interpretation now for this passage because of angels. But what I'm getting at here is that namely, this has to be understood in the contemporary culture. Okay, and now in our culture here, in the United States or even in China, we don't have the culture of veiling our hair, anyway, cover our hair. Therefore, probably this is not universal requirement for every Christian lady in all generations and everywhere. Okay? That is the situation. Namely, the historical cultural background shed light to the particular passage. I mean, yes?
It seems like study of culture, it helps to interpret and understand
right.
a lot of things.
Exactly.
But
yeah.
At the same time, it comes a lot of difficulty because how
true.
Do you know which principle is universal principle and which is only culture universal?
Right. Yeah, I know. Some are affected by the culture, some are universal, yes.
Because in a sense, the difficulty is this, because I understand Bible is written in and through Jewish culture.
That's right.
And now we're trying to understand it. Of course, a lot of Christianity is already westernized.
Right.
And then we're trying to teach to the Chinese or to another third culture. How do you?
Right. Okay. I said we have to work out at the every detail point, but the general principle we know is only this. Namely, there are transcultural elements in the Bible. Okay? Namely, something is universal no matter where it goes in any culture. Namely, for example, to accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord. Now, no matter whether you are Romans or Jew or whatever, this is always true. Okay? But there are something which is limited to particular culture or particular period of time because God has some kind of purpose in that. Let me illustrate one point. Now the Jew, God imposed upon Jews some regulations. For example, they are not supposed to eat pork. For example, they are not supposed to eat some kind of a very delicious fish. Okay. That's so-called clean and unclean animals. Now God imposed that upon Jew for a particular purpose. But that purpose have been accomplished. There is no need of doing that now. Therefore, today, we Christians, we don't have to. For example, we don't have to abstain from eating the pork. We don't have to abstain eating from the fish without scale, for example. See, that's very clear, very evident, right? So, generally, we know there are some things which are universally applicable, some things which are culturally conditioned. Now, we have to work out particular passage or particular issues in the light of the culture we know of. Okay? Yes.
But during all the reason that Paul gave in 1 Corinthians 11, he didn't mention anything to his culture. But the reason he based is not based on culture. But all is... the standard God gave even from the beginning of creation.
Right. Okay. From the beginning. Okay. Let me say this. It is true. Okay. What Paul appealed to this is yes, this is the way God created. Okay. Man is the head of the wife. Okay. Now, probably some of you don't like hear the particular ladies. But the Bible does make this very point clear. Of course, our next step is to ask, what does head mean? Head does not mean tyranny anyway. If you are worried about that, let me just give you consideration. Head, the image of head has some special meaning. Not being a tyrant. Okay. But functionally, okay, let me say this way. Yes, this is the way God created. Functionally. Wife is supposed to submit to the husband functionally. The husband is supposed to love their wife. Now that's what Paul said very clearly in Ephesians, chapter, I don't know, 4 or 5. He makes that point very, very clear. Subject one another, and wives subject yourself to your husband, like a church subject to Christ, and the husband love your wife as Christ loved his church. Okay. Now, namely, functionally, even from the beginning of the creation, wife subject to her husband, husband loving her wife. This is the principle God ordained from the creation. But in Corinthians, okay, this principle of subjecting to your husband takes the expression of veiling, as a symbol, veiling the hair. Okay, so Paul is saying, yes, from the very beginning, yes, functionally, wife is supposed to subject to the husband. That's the point he's saying. He does not say from the very beginning, God ordained the woman has to cover their hair. That's what Paul says. So that's the important thing I said. When you read the Bible, we have to read this carefully. What Paul says when he appealed to the creation. He's talking about this functional relationship of husband and wife. He's not talking about particular veiling the hair. Okay? Yes?
There's a little bit of problem because recently, well, they have a lot of talk about homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
And also some church, they even married.
Right. Right.
Because they say it's a culture.
No, it is not.
Well, that they say.
Yeah, they say, right.
So that's the point is.
No, okay. Let me say this. The misusing something does not necessarily mean that principle is invalid. Okay? Some people misuse it. Okay, let me say something here. Some people use automobile to kill people as a weapon of murdering. Therefore, automobile is evil. We should not drive automobile. Is that logical? It's not. Right? Namely, the automobile is for our use. That's a body principle. Namely, the fact that some people misuse this automobile to kill people, okay, does not nullify the basic principle. Automobile is for our usage. Now, what you are saying is these people talking about, okay, homosexual is culturally orientated. Okay. Now, to begin with, their promise is wrong. Homosexuality is not cultural, or anything against homosexuality is not culturally orientated. Now they start from there, but that's wrong. Therefore, since the fact that they misuse this kind of thing, okay, they misuse this kind of thing, does not nullify the fact that there are some cultural, there are not cultural things in the Bible. And okay, let's finish this, and I bring you another example, which just point this point out in a few minutes, okay.
Is there any cultural background behind the statement which Paul mentioned in the First Timothy? He said that 我不许女人讲道.
Yeah, I guess so. Because, okay, let me point this this way. Okay, you said in the First Timothy, I think in Pastor Epistles anyway, he said 我不许女人讲道. But Saint Paul, 同一个保罗, 在 First Corinthians chapter 11 大概是, 准许女人讲道, 只是说女人讲道的时候要蒙头. Look at this. Mm-hmm. 你想想看女人祷告或讲道的时候不蒙头, 是不是羞弱, etc. I think in First Corinthians chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
有没有 祷告, 讲道的时候, 或者,
yeah.
啊? OK, let me say this. OK, 第五节, 犯女人祷告或是讲道, 若不蒙着头, 就羞辱自己的头. 请问女人是不是可以讲道? Here.
Sure. But why Paul said that in the First Timothy? Why he said that 我不许女人讲道?
Right.
Why he said that at that moment, at that point?
Yeah, at that moment.
Situation?
Right.
Why?
Well, I think, of course, over here, we do not have all the data yet. Okay. But there is a possibility. There is a possibility, okay. To begin with, let me put it this way. In the first century, many ladies were not educated. No, I'm not talking about 20th century. So, 请各位 ladies 不要误会啊. Today, there are many ladies who are well, better educated than some men. I'm not saying better educated than all the men, but better educated than some men. In the first century, okay, some ladies are not educated. And when they 讲到, well, probably you know. Okay, let me illustrate one point. I had that experience. In Taiwan, we don't have to talk about first century, even in 20th century in Taiwan. When I was a boy, well, not even a boy, just when I was in high school, I attended a church in Taiwan. And almost every Sunday morning, when we come to the church and we try to be quiet to meditate, and always one lady, and he has a loud voice too. Hey, Sponsor! Call out! In a congregation. She don't care. Now, some people, of course, I know in one case, this case not happened to be a church, a woman, but in one Bible class, one man really doesn't know much about the Bible. One person in a particular Bible class. He happened to be a boy. He really doesn't know much about the Bible. But he always insists he has to lead the Bible class. He said that, well, what kind of special qualifications you have? He said, everybody can lead the Bible class. I want to lead the Bible class. And he almost insisted, so they let him lead Bible class, and whenever he leads Bible class, nobody show up. They know that he's going to leave the Bible class study anyway, nobody show up. But in spite of that fact, he said that we need to take turns, rotate. So every third week, I'm going to lead the Bible class, and every third week, only one or two show up. The rest people will not come. Okay, that is particular culture, if you like to call it. Culture is a situation. Now probably if Paul were there, would say, okay, shut up, don't read Bible study anymore. You are disturbing the church, the world. So what I'm saying is that is probably behind what Paul said in Pastoral Epistles. Okay. We still need to wait for some evidence to come to light. Now there are some this kind of thing because many times it is written from the cultural background. Okay. Okay, let me illustrate the point I'm getting at here. Okay, let's turn to Acts chapter 15, verse 20. 看书的先段, 第15章. Okay. Let me explain a little bit this background. Now, Paul went into missionary work and he established some churches, mainly Gentile churches. But some Judaizer, namely some Jewish Christian called Judaizer, they went to these churches and disturbed the Christian. Tell them, well, if you are not circumcised, if you do not obey all these Mosaic law, you are not first class Christian. Okay, you are only second class Christian. So there are some kind of controversy came up. So finally, what they want to do, they say, okay, let's send Paul up to Jerusalem, meet with these original disciples, and let them discuss the issue, and see what Gentiles should do regarding some of this Mosaic law. Okay, let's read. Verse 19. Okay, somebody read, please. This is the statement made by James Yake, the brother of the Lord. 19. Why bang the Jew? Gentile Christians. 是不是可以吃祭偶像的东西? Is that alright? According to Acts chapter 15, is it alright for Gentile Christians to eat something offered to the idols? Huh? Yes or no?
No.
No, right? Clearly no. Okay. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 23. Well, let's read wider context. Probably that's help us clearer. 1 Corinthians. Christian eat meat offered to the idol?
For others' sake.
No. Huh?
No. For others' sake. No.
For others' sake.
But they can.
No. No. Yeah, let's make this clear. I think this is a very crucial issue now here. Okay. Let me just ask this question. Okay, listen carefully. Huh? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, can Christian eat meat offered to the idols?
No.
Yeah. Why?
No.
Yes or, yes or no?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, give me a comprehensive answer. Not only yes or no. Give me a comprehensive answer. I think probably that's the issue. Okay, say. Wait. Really carefully. Can Christian eat food offered to the idol? Can they? Can they?
The reason, you know, that
yeah.
Because for others' sake, some weak brother.
Yes. But let me ask you, if there is no weak brother watching, can you eat?
You know, as I remember very well myself,
yeah.
When I learned, I became a Christian.
Yeah.
In our home, they still had.
Right, I know, yeah.
And I never touched it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, that's okay. But of course, you are in a home. Suppose, like our family, we are all Christians. Okay. Nobody watching us.
他们这个中国一个笑话是讲的，回族不吃猪肉了，但是你要拿着猪肉放在桌上，不告诉他，或者他不知道他吃了没有什么。
Yeah.
但是你告诉他，哦，对不起，你是信回教的啊，这个不能吃猪肉，你就把这个这份猪肉拿走，那你就不能吃。
Right. Okay. Okay. Let me give you another passage, probably make this clear. Why? 谁的良心? 是你的良心?
他的脸。那如果你的良心不好的话怎么办?
啊? No, wait a minute.
我说你的良心不正的话。 This is a questionable issue, isn't it?
No, it's not. This is a very clear issue. That's the reason why I'm using this to answer your question.
So what I mean, eating meat at that time, it is a questionable issue. Is what do you mean that is a gray area or a
well, no. Okay, let me put this way. Okay, rather ask you. Let me say it because of time. 我就讲好了啊。按照《使徒行传》15章，我想这个很重要，所以我要用两个语言讲，至少你听两次。按照《使徒行传》15章，他们写信告诉外邦的基督徒，你不要吃祭偶像的东西。 OK。 按照哥林多前书第八章第十章，基督徒如果不会叫别人跌倒，你吃祭偶像的东西不要紧；如果会因为你吃祭偶像的东西叫人跌倒，你就不要吃；如果你不叫人跌倒，你可以吃 ，right？ 以上或 Paul say 第八章明讲，我们晓得根本 OK 第八第四节，第八章第四节，论到祭偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么。 也知道只有一位神，再没有别的神。你祭偶像根本没有神，只有我们的神根本不是 OK， 所以祭偶像的东西根本不是祭偶像的东西 OK。 第十一节，但人不都有这等知识， Because somebody 没有这个知识，所以 OK， 到如今因拜惯的偶像就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物，以为 think to be， 事实上不是。按照保罗说，因为保罗说根本就没有偶像。OK， 所以 what Paul is saying in First Corinthians chapter 8就是说，祭偶像的东西你可以吃。Only so far as 你不叫别人跌倒，如果叫别人跌倒你就不要吃，为了别人缘故你不要吃。如果你吃既有像的东西不叫别人跌倒，你吃不要紧。 That's for this point. OK, is that clear? I think this is very clear. Yes.
What does it mean
跌倒？ Stumble means that cause somebody to have a bad conscience, some kind of become witness and...
If he sees a meat...
Right, offer the idol. Huh?
What will happen to that guy?
Yeah, right. Because of what happened to that guy, right. I do not know much about the Bible, okay? Yeah. And I say, okay, David Chow is
smoke the cigarette. It's the same thing, you know, nowadays.
No, it's different. Oh, that's a different story. That's different issue. Yeah, that's different. That's totally different. That's a different story. Yeah, different, yeah. I explain to you why it's different later on. Okay, let's talk about this first. Okay, now I say, okay, David Chow, well, he's acting director of AFC.
Wait a minute.
In about 2 months, for example, or anyway. We say, okay, he's a Christian minister. Now he's eating food offered to the idol. That caused me to pass around and say, oh, therefore Christian is nothing. And I just throw away my faith, or even I start to say, okay, then I participate in the idol worship. Because see, Reverend David Chow is eating the food offered to the idol, so I go to worship the idol. It's all right. Now, that's what he mean by that. 叫别人跌倒, something like that. Now, if we cause that, then you should not eat. Because for the sake of that person, not for your own sake, but for the sake of that person. Okay. 所以保罗才说，但人不都有这种知识。我们的知识是什么呢？你吃不要紧，根本没有偶像。Okay. 根本没有偶像。可是有一些人就不晓得没有偶像，所以啊，他看到你吃偶像的东西啊，就影响到他的信心。If under such kind of condition, 你不要吃。That's the position of Paul. Yeah, okay. Say.
But it seems like here the definition of a conscience being weak is defiled.
Defiled is that person, not my conscience.
Yeah. Is that possible that when he sees you eat,
yeah,
something that you're not supposed to eat, and then he eats, and then...
No, something...
Conscience,
wait a minute. No, something I'm not supposed to eat. Something he thinks I'm not supposed to eat.
Right, okay. And okay. Then he saw you eating.
Yeah.
And then he wants to eat it.
That's right.
And when he eats, his conscience feels bad.
Right.
Is that considered a weak brother?
Yes.
Now, if I eat it and yeah. He thinks it's wrong, but his conscience wouldn't bother. I mean, he will not eat that thing. Is he
well,
a strong brother or a weak brother?
No. He will bother him in the sense of how come I respect you as a Christian minister, you're eating that. Of course, he didn't know the true nature of it. Okay. So he would say, well, see, how come he's a Christian minister? He has even graduated from CBC. How come he's eating that? See, that will cause some trouble. So for his sake, now, okay, let's read chapter 10. For the sake of offering offer in the market has been sacrificed to idol before they brought to the market. Okay.
Isn't he trying to just focus on
what? No. Okay, let's try to see. Okay, let me see. Okay, verse 26. Why anything you bought in the market you can eat? Go ahead and eat. Because 地和其中所充满的都属于主. Everything belongs to the Lord. Okay, now look, verse 27. 倘若有一个不信的人请你去吃饭，你若愿意去，饭摆在你面前的都只管吃。你不要问为良心的缘故问什么话，你不必问他说，哎，你这个东西有没有祭过偶像啊？ Don't ask that, eat, go ahead, eat. 祭过偶像也不要紧，吃，怕什么就吃，根本没有偶像。 But 你看28节，若有人对你说这是献过祭的，就要为告诉你们那人，并为良心的缘故不吃， 我说的良心不是你的良心，而是他的良心。我这自由为什么叫别人良心论断呢？ Okay, that's the point. OK, so for example, my friend who 他是一个自由向的人，他请我去吃饭，我去吃了 anything 他白给我吃，我就吃了。圣经说，保罗说 ，I don't ask any question。你这个人嘛，这个基督偶像，基督偶像不是这样啊 ，I don't ask， 感谢意。可是他如果告诉我说，哎，这个基督偶像你敢不敢吃 ？OK， 如果这样的话，我说 OK， 我为你的缘故我不吃了。OK， that's what Paul say。So in essence， let me say this way。In essence， when you put all this data together， so long， are you sick？ We close before long， so sorry。So long as you do not cause weak brother to stumble, it's alright for you to eat
anything.
Same thing. I'll tell you why. Yes.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it seems that Paul was talking two different issues. On one issue that he said, no, you shouldn't consume any of the things that were being put in the temple. But in this issue, Corinthians chapter 10, he was talking about faith. I think it's a more important issue. Because of faith.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't bow the other down just because you eat the food from the temple. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Okay, 我的意思就是说，他讲的，我相信这两位事情，因为在哥林多前书，我觉得是因为信心的问题，他加强他们，就是你有信心，你可以去吃，但是他不 encourage, especially verse 30.
Right, 当然他不说 encourage. Yeah, I'm not saying he's encouraging to eat.
You shouldn't eat it anyway.
No, wait a minute.No, that's a different story.
He's talking about liberty too, isn't it?
Right, he's talking about liberty, that's right.
More than faith.
Right, he's talking about liberty. He's not talking about faith, period, right. He's talking about freedom, liberty, right. So he's not talking about faith, period. Okay.
But somehow it implies the faith in it then.
Of course.
I'm not trying to argue.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't understand it.
See, that's the reason I'm taking time because this is a very important issue. Okay, that's the reason I'm taking time to talk.
That's another
one,
that means as a Christian you can do anything you want.
No, wait a minute. I know, you haven't finished your sentence yet, you're right. I'll show you something here. I'm afraid we won't leave here until about 9:30 because of the issue. We have to really clarify the issue. Okay, if you want to really learn, prayer will prefer to stay until about 9:30 because of the issue involved. It's alright? If somebody is sick, you can go ahead and feel free to leave. Yeah. If you're sick, it's alright to leave. About the interpretation of the Bible and even application of the Bible, that's the reason why I think we ought to take time to talk it out. Because this is such an important issue. Okay. Probably I will explain the whole thing afterwards. Okay, let me wait about 出血的问题, a while. Because this is related to this. So I answer your question. Don't worry, I won't.
Yeah.
我不会逃跑, sorry, that's alright. Now, what I'm getting at here is this. Okay, what I'm getting at here is this important issue. Namely, let make this clear. See if you all agree. In Acts chapter 15, the James and these elders wrote them not to eat the food offered to the idols. Acts chapter 15. Now, everybody agree on that point, right? At this point. So, according to Acts chapter 15, Christians are not supposed to eat meat offered to the idols. Okay? Now, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and 10, okay, from this point, I point out, Christians, Paul doesn't encourage us to do it, true. But Paul is saying, yes, it's alright for us to eat. So long as we do not defile other people. So long as we do not cause other people to stumble. Okay? Do you agree on that point? Yes.
How can you be sure that you're not causing other people to stumble?
Yeah, that's another problem. That's another issue. Yes. Those who will be hurt, let me put it that way. Those who will be hurt by eating food offered to idols, or by observing some people, some Christian whom he respects, eating food offered to the idol. Now these are weak, weak brothers. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he means by weak brother. Namely, who will be bothered when you eat food offered to the idol, you'll be bothered. I will be bothered. And when I see David Cho eating food off the idol, I'll be bothered. Then I'm weak brother. Because I do not know the true story yet.
In other words, if you're not bothered by that, you are strong brother, is that right?
Well, not necessary. You are strong in this aspect, but not necessary in other aspects. Okay, not on this point. Yeah, on this point, you are not weak, yeah.
So in other words, if you're not trying to be bothered by a lot of things...
No, you can put that way. No, that's another story, okay? That's not the kind of thing we are talking about, yeah.
How do you carry this liberty?
No, yeah, of course, how do you use your liberty is very important. Okay, and actually what Paul is dealing with here is this, namely how to use our liberty, the liberty we have in Christ, how to use it. How?
On this line.
Yeah.
我的妈妈放在新竹,
right.
我是大概到一个林间的礼拜堂去见哪个牧师,
right.
当然妈妈跟老师很
yeah.
respect for
right.
那个牧师, 可是他到他的 office 去,
yeah.
这个牧师在车边,
uh-huh.
It's a shock to
her, right.
She's just a new baby,
right. And it will be shock to me also, even though I've been Christian for a long time, because 吃烟跟吃地偶像的东西啊, totally different thing, okay. So, yeah. That's right. Right. Okay. Right. Yeah.
我们不能管神。对。But抽烟的事是另外一回事.
因为抽烟本身是坏, 那地偶像的东西本身不是坏. That's a different story, yes. 我想讲一个见证，像我另外一个牧师讲过，他说这个牧师想劝一个啊，就是装跟苹果是quit，你对alcohol，那个装跟苹果都是一直讲说，但是你每天都戒coffee，你跟我一样，如果你戒coffee，我就戒戒酒一万，那个牧师就为了那个啤酒人就戒coffee，是不是真的这样？OK，that is use your freedom in the context of love. Okay, that is not exactly the same issue, but something related, but it's not the issue. Yeah, okay.
Okay, the same chapter.
Okay.
Corinthians chapter 10,
yeah.
verse 18,
yeah.
to all the way.
Okay, 我英文讲,再用国语讲,很重要. In 1 Corinthians, Paul talking about two things. 一个是什么呢? 一个是吃祭偶像的东西，就是说，人家祭偶像的，我把当做一个普通的食物吃。That's one issue. Second issue is what? 保罗在这里所讲的是说 ，you eat 吃偶像的东西 as the act of sacrifice. OK， 在这里是说的啊，第十章你刚才所念那段事情是什么呢？就是说，因为外邦人他们祭偶像的时候啊，就是他们吃那个祭偶像的东西，就是他们礼拜、他们拜偶像的一部分。as a act， 所以很重要啊。as act of sacrifice， 看这样子，我礼拜六回不去了。OK， now if you eat the food offered to the idol as act of sacrifice， 保罗 said 绝对 absolutely no。OK， but if you are eating 祭过偶像的东西， you are not eating as sacrifice。 我不参加 sacrifice， 我只你祭过我根本我不理他，我并不拜偶像，我是吃当平常东西吃。那情况底下，如果你不叫别人跌倒就可以吃，叫别人跌倒就直接不要吃。那这个吃祭偶像的东西做一个当做一个献祭来吃，就是 act of，就是你吃这个东西本身就是献祭，就是像偶像献祭。如果这样的话，你绝不能够吃。OK， 两个 issue， two issues。Let me say in English. The first issue is talking about just merely eating some food offered to idol, just like eating ordinary food. Paul says it's alright to eat, so long as you do not cause other people to stumble. If you cause other people to stumble, then don't eat. But if you don't cause other people to stumble, eat, all right. Second issue is that the eating of the food as the act of sacrifice, in that case, absolutely no. Okay, is that clear? Because we have to clarify this before we because this has a very important bearing upon the issue we talk about. Okay, is that, do you all agree on this point now? I'm open for challenge. If you challenge, I talk some more. But if you all agree, then we can go step further now. Okay. Now my question is this. Okay, my question is this. Then why Acts chapter 15 told the people there not to eat, not as an act of sacrifice, this is told no, but even this, no, to the first kind. Namely, any food offered to idols, do not touch, do not eat. In Acts 15. In 1 Corinthians, Paul says, if you do not cause others to stumble, then it's alright to eat. Why? That is the question. Yes.
The problem is that they compromise.
No, it's not compromise at all.
Because, you know, a lot of things, like the Judaism, you're saying you don't do this, you don't do this. And then Paul said, it seems like, you know, if you look at from Paul's perspective, it's just totally opposite of that. Because as a Christian, we really do not have to follow any Judaism.
Yeah.
But somehow, at the end, they compromise with this. Is this possible?
No, that's not compromise at all. No, I'm come to that point. This is not compromise. Of course, in one sense, maybe, I don't know what you mean by compromise, but let me explain. Okay, let me explain it that way. Okay, this is, I don't call it compromise, but if you want to call it compromise, I don't object, but it's really, it's not compromise. Okay, let's look at this. Now, this afternoon, I say, when you read out some of this logical literature, this connective becomes very important. Okay, let's look at Acts chapter 15 and read it. Acts chapter 15. Now let's read Acts chapter 15, verse 19. Put what we said into practice now. So, what? When you read it. Now, let's read both Chinese and English. Okay. Acts chapter 15, verse 19 to 21. Someone read in the Chinese first. Okay, read in English. James, we should ask right to the Gentiles to ask them to abstain from the thing offered to the idols, fornication, and the thing strangled and the blood. Why? Apply the principle we talk about this afternoon. You'll find your answer, at least partially. I'm not saying yes or no. Yes.
Because there is many Moses' law has been preached in synagogue, and I guess many Jewish adhere to that law. So you may stumble then. Is that possible?
Say that again. Why you said that? I'm asking why.
It's a very basic teaching of Moses.
Yes.
So and all over the. Every city, it says everywhere there's a synagogue, and then when there's a synagogue, there's a lot of Jewish people. And then
yeah.
You eat that, you may stumble there.
Yeah. Can you put in a closer focus? Better focus?
Somebody may try.
Would you repeat a question?
Okay, I'll leave you the question. Why James say we should write the letter to this Gentile and tell them to abstain from the food offered to the idols and the fornication and the thing strangled and the blood? Why? Is that it?
No.
Yeah, 禁戒偶像的东西, right, right, 禁戒偶像的东西, right. 禁戒 意思 就是 abstain from eating, that kind of thing. That's what that means. Okay, now look at carefully. Let me say, David had 85%. Whether that help you or not. Come on, look at the text carefully. And keep in mind what I said this afternoon. I said you are not here this afternoon, right? Yeah. Maybe that's the reason why you get only 85%.
I need RS.
Yes. Well, I'm asking to give me the answer on the basis of the text. Now look at the text.
Because there is a grammar structure.
Yeah.
Okay, from verse 21 it says, "For from early generations Moses has had in every city
right.
to preach them."
Okay.
For he has read every Sabbath and
okay.
So
and then
the
what?
Law of Moses was read by
yeah.
Jewish people to
yeah.
follow
yeah. Yeah.
You know, the tradition.
Okay.
And this
so
is
what?
The only way that they can distinguish one from the other.
Okay, so what? So what?
I think that
we're
very strong.
We can to push 100 points. David got 85 points. 85 points is pretty good, but why don't you get 100? Remember what I said, pay attention to connectives.
Conjunctions,
right.
Because of the law.
So, in way, make it very, 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 very important. Why we have to ask these Gentiles to abstain from these things? In way, verse 21, in way, I want you to say 4. You put 4 there, 100%. What you say is right. Namely, this is the reason why we ask these Gentiles to abstain from this. Because, okay, 4, this is the reason.
Well, but that's not.
Eh?
Because you say 4, then
you understand. No, I'm not talking about because of 4. That's not important. Okay? I know that because it just come out from your mind, but I want you to pinpoint and say, okay, that text say because, or that text say 4. That's the reason why I'm saying. It doesn't make you 100%. Okay? Huh? Okay, let me say this. The text make it very clear the reason why we ask the Gentiles to abstain from these things. Ah, because among these Gentiles where they live, okay, namely in Antioch, in Cilicia, and in the Cilicia, what is the English word? Well, anyway, 20 verse 3, yeah, right. In Antioch, in Syria, and in Cilicia, in these three regions, there were many Jewish people living there. Not only Jewish people, but particularly very conservative Jewish people living there. 在这, Antioch, Syria, Cilicia的地方, 有很多很保守的犹太人住在那里。 就是因为有保守的犹太人住在那里, 所以啊, 在主古以来, 摩西的书在各城里有人传讲, 每逢安息日在会堂里诵读。 所以在这城市里面有很多犹太人跟很多外邦人住在一起 OK 那这些犹太人一看到有人做这件事 turn them off 他们马上就骗你们伤东西我绝不跟你来往 OK 所以为了这个缘故不是 compromise 乃是说为着要使这些犹太人不跌倒 因为在这基利加安提亚叙利亚基利加的地方啊 使犹太人跌倒是99% 一定会发生的 99% eating this will cause you to stumble therefore they said not eat ok then in Corinthians 在哥林多情况都不一样哥林多的地方犹太人没有那么多同时在哥林多的犹太人不是那么保守在哥林多犹太人比较开发一点 因为平常住在港口人总是开发一点 你看美国一样 在California人最 Those people in California are most...
Not necessarily, I mean San Francisco.
Yeah, of course, but generally speaking, in California, they are more liberal.